إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, today inshallah the last of the qualities of the strangers, and that is a commitment towards Ihsan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the famous hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, he mentioned the definition of al-Ihsan, where he said, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can see him, and if you cannot see him, to know that he sees you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to always speak in the context of salah for almost anything that was important in life. It was the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, the way he nominated Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu as his successor, as the Khalifa after him, was to make him the Imam of the Salah. And the Sahaba recognized this, and so the Sahaba then, when it came to selecting their leader, they selected Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, because they said, which among us will accept to be the Imam with Abu Bakr as the Ma'mur? And they said, Ya'ad Billah, this is not acceptable. Abu Bakr is our Imam, radiallahu anhu, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made him Imam. Now, this is a very clear indication that the Salah is not merely the ritual ibadah which we do in the masjid or at home. That is Salah, but that Salah, the spirit of that Salah, is to be carried forward into every aspect of our life. What is the spirit of Salah? The spirit of Salah, the number one thing about the spirit of Salah is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. There is no logic behind, there is no logic behind Salah. As a matter of fact, the the procedure of Salah is the opposite of the logic, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a slave is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is in sujood. So logically speaking, Salah should be sajda. There is no need for Salah to be anything else. Salah should start in sajda and end in sajda. But Salah starts in Qiyam, which is the farthest point from sujood that you can achieve. There's no logic behind it. Why must you do ruku? For what? What is wrong if you from Qiyam, if you go directly into sujood? What is the purpose of ruku? But without the ruku, there is no rakat, there is no Salah. So the whole point is that it's not a question of does it make sense to me or not. We do it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us what to do. We do it because this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his ibadah. And this spirit is to be translated into the whole of our lives, because our entire life must be salah. Salah begins outside the masjid. In the words of Yunus, Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say, Salah begins outside the masjid. Meaning that the spirit of Salah must permeate the rest of our life. How do I deal with people? The way I do Salah, which is, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ, as if I can see Allah. So in Salah, I worship Allah as if I can see Allah. When I'm doing a business transaction, how do I do it? As if I can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of me. Then will I lie, will I cheat, will I exaggerate, if there is a fault, will I show it, will I hide it? Will I deal in a transaction which intrinsically is haram? Will I take interest, will I not take interest? All of these questions become redundant, because if I am aware that, or if I am doing business as if I can see Allah, then naturally I will never do anything to offend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Logically, that's what it means. So أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه is to be taken and translated into the entire gamut of things we do in our lives. What must be my relation with my neighbor? As if I can see Allah. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. Same thing. I worship Allah as if I can see him. I deal with my neighbor as if I can see him. I deal with my family as if I can see Allah. to be translated into the entire gamut of our lives. And that is the real meaning of Al-Ihsan, inshaAllah. Al-Ihsan is to live our entire life at a state of excellence. Do the absolute best that you can do, not because you are showing anybody, but because you are conscious that I am standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of my life. Not only when I am standing on the musalla, but every aspect of my life, I am standing before Allah. Therefore, I will deal with that piece of my life as if I am standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no as if in that I am standing before Allah. I cannot see Allah, but Allah can see me. This I am. Absolutely, this is my yaqeen. This is, there is no doubt about this. And that is the meaning of Al-Ihsan to be translated into our whole lives. And therefore, the strangers are those who live their lives as if they are in the state of Al-Ihsan. The Sahaba exemplified this. The Sahaba exemplified this in their lives, in incident after incident. I'll give you a very small example and then close. Somebody insulted Khalid bin Walid radhiyallahu anhu. Somebody cursed him. So Khalid bin Walid radhiyallahu anhu turned around and smiled at him and he said, "It is your book of deeds. Write whatever you want." Ajib baat hai. Somebody cursed him. So he turned to him and he said, "It is your book of deeds. Write whatever you want." आदमी गाली देता है तो उसको पलट के बोलते हुए, आप ही का अमाल नामा है, जो चाहे लिखिए. वो लिखा जा रहा है, आप गाली दिए वो लिखा जा रहा है, तो लिखो. You curse somebody, that's being written down. You want it in your amal deed, book of deeds, that I cursed Mu'adh? No problem, do curse. It will be. He said, it is your book of deeds. Write whatever you like. Now, this is the behavior of somebody who is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will not allow what somebody else does to decide how I want to behave. I will behave according to my principles. I will not allow you to make me into your puppet to dance to your tune. No, I don't dance to your tune. You do what you want. You want to curse, you want to rave, rant, this, that, malign, slander. No problem, go ahead. It's your life. It's your book of deeds. Write what you want in it. But don't expect me to react to that because I operate on my principles. I live by my standards, not by your standards. So I will do what I know I must do. I will not do what you are provoking me or trying to provoke me to do. No. I am not a puppet in your hands. I will not dance to your tune. Sorry. I will do what I know I must do. And what is that? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will only do that which pleases Allah. If that also pleases you, alhamdulillah. And believe me, if you do what pleases Allah, it will please anyone who loves Allah. It will please anyone who is a good Muslim. It will please anyone who is a good human being. Even people who are not Muslim are pleased by Muslims living according to this principle of pleasing only Allah. Because when you live according to this principle of pleasing only Allah, when you live according to the principle of Al-Ihsan, then it is good for everyone. Looks nice. Take a very simple thing, this example I've given so many times. How we place our shoes in racks and how we park our cars in front of masajid. This is a reflection of Al-Ihsan. And it's a reflection on us. If I just throw my shoes in front of the masjid, even though there are racks, I don't put my shoes in the racks. You know what I'm saying to people? I'm saying that this is the kind of man I am. I am somebody who has no respect for himself. I am somebody who likes to treat himself as if it is trash. Why else would you throw your shoes like they are trash? This is the message you are giving to people. I am a piece of trash. Is this the message you want to give? Think about it. Maybe you did it without thinking, but think, this is the message you are giving. Same thing, if you park your car anywhere, no concern for anybody, whether somebody can pass or can't pass or whatnot, just park the car. What are you saying? You are saying, I am a piece of trash. Because only trash has got no place to be kept. It is thrown. Anything else, anything with value is kept properly. Anything with value is not just discarded, is not just thrown in the way. Yes or no? Anything with value has a place for it, right? But when something has no value, then you just junk it, you throw it anywhere. So if you are doing that to yourself, to your own possessions, you are, whether it's your car, whether it's your shoes or what, I'm just giving you these two examples because these are the two universal examples, may Allah forgive us. The Muslims are recognized by the way they place their shoes in front of their masajid and by the way they park their cars. And this is a global nuisance. The single biggest reason why other people object to masajid being built in their locality is because of the nuisance that Muslims create for others. There's no other reason. They don't care. You want to worship in your masjid, go ahead, worship. Why do they do that? Because they know, if a masjid comes into my locality, this is a major nuisance for everybody. They will park their cars anywhere, in front of people's driveways, and they will make noise and this and that. So, fight it. This is what we have trained the rest of the world to do. Fight us because we are a nuisance. A person who lives his life according to Al-Ihsan, people will invite you. They will say, please come and build your masjid here because the rahmat of Allah will descend in our locality. Living by Al-Ihsan, it reflects in every single action of our lives. Every single action. There's not a single action, small or big, that is not a reflection of our character, and that character must be Al-Ihsan. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will be counted among those who reached a level of ihsan in their lives, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased and make it easy for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.